Now, what are we going to do by choosing the f hat function? Is that we're going to choose f hat function has values, taken values only around omega 0 or minus omega 0, and a 0 everywhere else. And if we take an epsilon to be sufficiently small, so this is very much, much concentrated on that frequency, in a limited case, it's just like impulses at that frequency, and it, such that it has a unit to norm. Okay, so this is how we're going to choose the constant C. Then we can see that when we evaluate the integral, okay, if we evaluate the integral of gf, then it's basically, since f hat equal to 0 almost everywhere except at omega 0 and minus omega 0, so all you need to do is integrating around that 2 frequency. Everywhere else is 0. Okay? So if you evaluate the function at integral along that frequency, since we have chosen c in such a way so that it has a unit to norm around that frequency, so we see that the GF2 norm is actually can be written as a summation of the function evaluated J minus J omega 0 and a function evaluated J omega 0. So at those certain frequency, we evaluate the 2 norm, then you can see that it's exactly equal to the largest singular value at J omega 0. Since, remember, G minus J omega 0 and GJ omega 0 has the same singular value at the same frequency. Okay, this is basically the same frequency. It's negative frequency, positive frequency. So the singular values at that point are exactly the same. So you see that you can achieve that frequency. So this is when the frequency omega 0 is finite. Now, if the frequency is not finite, that is infinity, then we can take a series of that, and then we can get actually close to that.